Hey, Kai, it's Teresa Stolen calling you back from Citizens Hanover and Underwriting on Larry Rawlinson and Lisa Corliss, policy H168525, and specifically for both of those losses that you want a clarification on, the one on 1-6-2025 and the one on 3-1-2024. I'll follow up my voicemail with an email. I'm also going to include Corey because I did let her know what was going on and what I was digging into. The responses I got from the adjuster, I'll work on the oldest one first, which is the 3-1-2024. I think that was the hail loss, I believe. The adjuster is indicating that because it's a prestige policy, they actually pay these out up front because of replacement cost value. So it is up to the insured to get the repairs completed. And then they don't pursue, they meaning the adjuster does not pursue any invoice or completion information because they pay them up front. So we do need proof that there's no hail damage. I think I got that right. I apologize. I got the claim number and the date of loss of 3-1-2024, but I didn't have the type of claim, so I apologize. I'll put that in the email. I'll clarify it. The next one is 1-6-2025, and that has to do with the fireplace. It says that the insured was trying to see if there was coverage for the gas fireplace. We did send out somebody to inspect it, and they noted that the fireplace system was not allowing full combustion, which was the cause, and deemed age-related wear and tear. At that time, the insured was only claiming the fireplace itself, and there was no damages noted. However, since we know about this, because they denied it due to the wear and tear, the insured apparently was not sure if he was going to replace it or just not use it. Since it would cost, I think, almost $27,000. But, yeah, we do need proof that that's been replaced or proof that the system was disabled so it cannot be used. Like I said, I'm going to put all this in an email, too, and I'm going to copy Corey in on it. So I apologize for my long-windedness. I hope you have a good day. If you have any questions, I'm here till 4:30. Or on this particular one, if you have any additional questions, I would highly recommend that you call Corey on or email her because it is a high-value account. But I wanted to, like, dig into it and see if I could help you out on it and at least get you info. So I'll talk to you soon. If I don't, I hope you have a good Friday and I hope you have a good weekend. Bye.